Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
Let's get right into this morning's Hey, I Was Wondering, which fits nicely with the fact that, 1 week from today is Christmas Eve. Carmen says, hey, good morning, Eric. So my job has a secret Santa this year. Oh, boy, that has to be miserable. Yeah. And I got the person that I least know. I was wondering, what is the proper budget for a secret Santa gift? And what on earth do I get a person without knowing what they like? That's what Santa Violetta had to do yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And it was difficult.
Santa selection. Was it difficult?
Yes.
Yeah. Yesterday, Santa Violetta gave... gift ideas to Michelle for her father-in-law, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Given a budget and learned a little about him. But a Secret Santa is a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Secret Santas were more along the lines of... what's the one where you
the
just
elephant
like...
gift.
Is that the white
elephant?
White elephant's gift?
Kind of like a gag gift.
Where you just throw a gift in there and everybody grabs one and away we go.
Right, it's either something funny or something...
We're off to the races.
Awful. Yeah.
All right. 312-233-1019. Back to Carmen's original question, what is the proper budget for a Secret Santa gift? For those of you that have had a Secret Santa situation at work and it's already over, what was the budget? What's the going rate at work for the Secret Santa gift? 312-233-1019. Tell you what, let's get five callers, Cynthia, five callers. The fifth caller will get a prize and we'll balance or we'll average out all of the answers to a final amount.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
All right.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Sure.
Isn't this magical?
Yes.
Magical
it is.
Right now. This is magical. 312-233-1019. Looking for the right budget for your Secret Santa gift. Five calls, caller five, you get a prize. You get a little gift. Oh, we lost Candy. Just lost her.
Her name's Candy.
Just lost Candy. Just lost her. Lost her prize. Sorry, Candy. There, you were caller five, too. All you had to do is hang out another 4 seconds.
Oh, and it would have been worth it.
Yep. Maybe she starts work at six and she was a minute late. We just asked five callers off the air in response to Carmen's Hey, I Was Wondering question, the whole Secret Santa thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is your standard budget for a Secret Santa at work? Melissa, what do you think the average was?
I'm going to say $20.
Okay, Whip.
$36.
All right, Violetta.
$25.
$25 is exactly right.
Bam.
Exactly right. $25. That being said, you mentioned the white elephant gift before. That's what it's called?
Yeah.
And that's the one, right, where you just buy a gift, you wrap it up, and you throw it in a big pile of gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody sits around and drinks booze at work and selects gifts and goes home with something they didn't really want anyway.
Right, and then laughs at it.
Right. So this woman says, bride-to-be slammed for trying to use wedding invitation in her white elephant gift exchange. So she wrapped up an invitation to her wedding.
Wow.
As a gift?
As the gift. Like, you know, and then somebody at work opens up and goes, oh, I get to go to Josephine's wedding.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Great.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks.
That's the one where you can trade them, too. So it's like then you get to
right.
see who wants to trade or not have your
right.
gift or have it.
Basically, you get a gift to spend even more on another gift is how that works out. Some people call their significant other the boss. In fact, 15% of people.
Okay.
Some people call them the old ball and chain. And then there are people like Bill who call them what, Bill?
Stinky.
Okay. Said with love.
Stinky. You call your significant other what, John?
I respond to her as yes, ma'am, El Capitan.
El Capitan, that's right. He's known as what, Marie?
Lobster.
Yeah, that's a very popular one now. Everybody going back to Phoebe.
Right.
Hi, Eric.
Hi there.
Known as?
The Warden.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Joe, you call her what?
PETA, in pain in the ass.
That's right, PETA, pain in the ass.
PETA sounds so cute.
And number three, Eddie.
The tower, got to get clearance from the tower.
Clearance from the tower, number two, Beth.
He calls me the fun governor.
The fun governor. And finally, in at number one, when you get home, Omar, they're known as what?
Director of Homeland Operations.
There it is. Yep. Very formal, very official, the Director of Homeland Operations.
Okay.
That's right. Nothing gets past the director.
Nothing.
All right.
Everything has to get signed off on. That's how it works. Got to get clearance from the tower.
Sure.
Millennial Movie Night has taken place, where the question got asked last week, gets asked every year at this time, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? And Violetta revealed that she and all her 20-something friends have never seen Die Hard, but they did want to go drinking at the Die Hard Bar. I believe that's in Logan Square.
Yeah, it's called Sixth Bar.
There you go. So you and your friends, how many friends?
It was four of us.
Four of you sat down and watched Die Hard.
Yes, we did.
Die Hard.
And I have to say, for me, it was my favorite millennial movie night.
Look.
It was such a good movie.
At that.
I loved it. I loved
you
that.
Loved it?
I loved it. I loved the friendship between Al and John, and then I liked the wife controversy.
Oh.
And Argyle, the limo driver?
Yeah.
Like, best part of the movie.
He's your guy.
He's the best. He just shows up at the end and pick him up.
The million-dollar question, though, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
So when I asked the girls, I asked them at the same time, I go, do you think it's a Christmas movie? And we all answered different answers. So we were a little split, but then as we discussed, we decided no.
No, it is not.
It's Christmas themed, but it's not a Christmas movie.
Teachers now, I'm sharing with you the email. I work as a teacher. I'm starting to receive holiday presents from parents and students on Monday. One parent gave me an envelope. I opened the card and was stunned to see five $100 bills, to which Melissa just said, "That could never happen." You can never fit 500 $1 bills in there. I go, all right, well, that really wasn't A, what I said, or B, the topic. But that's fine. It's five $100 bills. Our school does not have a policy about accepting cash gifts. I'm torn over what to do. Ethically, I think it's wrong to accept money. It's a bribe. That's what we do here in Chicago.
Yeah.
Ethics, schmethics, who needs it? If I take it, I'll also feel pressure to give special treatment and consideration to the student. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
If I don't take the money, I'm going to feel guilty because, well, I like money.
Yeah, who doesn't?
No.
Exactly.
If you were me, what would you do? All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You a teacher?
Yes.
Okay, what grades do you teach?
I'm in second grade.
All right, let's suppose you get slid five $100 bills. What do you think of that?
So it is the Chicago way, but
just
like Chicago, there's always a way to work around the system.
Right.
So what I would do is I would make a strong point in my thank you note of saying all of the wonderful books and indoor recess games I use with that money so that the pressure is off of me because all students are benefiting.
Right.
And thank you for the lovely little scarf I purchased for myself.
Right. So you're like, thanks, I bought a book for the classroom and a brand new car down payment for me.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect, ideal. Hi there, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, you're a teacher.
I am. I teach fifth and sixth grade.
Excellent. Have you received any cash gifts before?
I have. While it was not 500 $1 bills, it was 25 singles. Clothespin to a makeshift mini Christmas tree with garland and bells and lights.
Oh, that's
nothing
cute.
Like getting a fistful of singles.
And the Christmas card said, "Now money does grow on trees."
Look at that. Aww. See, they did a little comedy thing, a little wink, wink. Just a couple of singles. Go get yourself something pretty.
Oh, that's cute.
Unless they get something pretty for you in advance of it. Nancy, you're a teacher?
Yes, I am.
What grade?
I teach sixth grade.
And what did you receive as a gift?
Well, I opened this bag, and it was a beautiful red lingerie little panty thing.
Oh, yeah.
What?
My God.
Are you kidding?
And little Jimmy's like, why don't you put that on and send me a picture?
Oh, my God. Okay. Did it
happen? It was a couple of years ago. It was very creepy,
and
I had to see the kid for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's way creepy. Way creepy and way hilarious. Yeah.
What did you even?
Yeah.
I opened it up, and I looked at it, and then I put it back in. I said, you know what? I'm going to open this at home. Is that all right? And he goes, oh, sure. And I told everybody at school, and they're like, you can't take that. I go, what am I going to do?
Right. I'm going to open this at home on Snapchat.
Oh, that is creepy.
That's what I'm going to do.
No.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, you're a teacher?
Yes, I am. At the time, I was a student teacher for kindergarten.
That last call had to really resonate with you. What'd you get?
I also got lingerie, but it did not have any tags on it, so I'm thinking he stole it from his mom's dresser.
Hey, Miss Katie, my dad seems to like when my mom wears this, so I bet you look great in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he was so sweet. It was the end of the day, and he threw it on my desk, and he ran out of the classroom.
Right. This leather and buckles, this is for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Did you try to return it to the parents?
I wrote a note.
Here's your horse hood back.
God, Eric. Right,
now you're getting scary.
Yeah, you are. Where did that come from?
I'm the party creek.
The horse hood.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Yeah, I wrote a note, and I sent it back home with him in his backup pack at the end of the day. And thankfully, It was the last day before break, so we just went right on, and I didn't see him for 12 days.
Just take all that leather and lace and buckles and clasps, and you shove them back into Star Wars backpack and say, take that home to your mommy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Little kids.
Yeah, they're sweet. Hi, Dan.
Good morning, guys.
You're a teacher?
I do. I am. I teach 7th and 8th grade history.
Yeah, what'd you get?
I've gotten wine and I've gotten cologne.
Cologne. Okay. Yeah. There's a bottle of Pinot Noir and some Dracar Noir.
As a teacher, are you allowed to accept alcohol?
I don't think so, but, you know, they brought it in like a sealed container. You couldn't tell what it was. I opened it on Christmas. Oh, it's a bottle of wine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't recommend drinking it at school.
I didn't know this whole bit was about the rules.
Right.
Now, as a teacher, are you allowed to accept the wine?
Well.
Maybe there's a loophole.
As a teacher, are you allowed to accept the leather horsehood lingerie? I mean, if you wanted to. What is with you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wanted to know.
I'm curious as to the ruling on that. As if you go before the school board at the annual school, the biannual school board meeting, you present. I'd like to show you guys what I received. I just wanted to get the all clear on this.
We'd actually like your address so we can send someone over to take care of that.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
You're a teacher, and what did you receive?
I received a large styrofoam wreath with peppermint candies attached all over it.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
And I'm not sure if they were licked on or glued on. I never looked into it that much.
Ah!
So it's a crafty thing.
What would you do if you received five $100 bills from a student?
Well, let me tell you, there are going to be years that the $500 does not cover the cost of wine.
There you go. Now, would that be legal? Once you transfer the actual giving of the gift to wine, is that theoretically under rule of law, does that fall as an alcohol purchase by a minor?
Oh, come on. I know. Well, that's actually a good question.
And finally, no, it's not. Chris.
Yeah.
Hi, teacher.
Yes.
And you received what?
Well, you know how Costco has those gift bags now? I got a gift basket that had fish in it, like salmon, tuna.
A basket of canned fish.
Wow.
But it expired 3 years ago.
A basket full of expired canned fish.
What?
Nothing says happy holidays like canned fish. There we go. Save me, Mel D. Save me.
I'll try.
It's time to find out what's currently trending on Twitter. Your top three. That's what we're looking for. Do you have it?
Yeah, I do.
All right. In at number three.
Okay. So speaking of holidays, it's pretty much a Christmas miracle for Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston because it seems like the two are friends again. So even though it's been over 15 years since they both split, it looks like Brad attended Jen's Christmas party. So this was along with 50 of her other closest friends at her home in California. But it's kind of crazy that Gwyneth Paltrow was there and Brad and Gwyneth had a little thing back in the day. But it looks like the party was pretty low-key with Brad being the first one to arrive and the last one to leave.
Wow.
So who's that guy?
Leave it to the holidays to bring everybody together.
Yeah.
It seems like he gets along so well with all of his exes except
the one that he doesn't.
Except the one.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they're in a crazy battle. I don't know. I think he gets along with them after time passes a lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't, because I don't think right out of the gate he got along with anybody. Mm-mm. Or it's more that they didn't get along with him.
Right. They were mad at him.
So he went to the party and he was the first to arrive and the last to leave?
Yes, some paparazzi spotted him leaving.
Trending on Twitter number two.
All right, so Chance the Rapper kind of shocked all of his fans after he announced that he's canceling his entire 2020 arena tour. So this was supposed to be his big tour after his album The Big Day, where he was supposed to stop here in Chicago and Wisconsin this upcoming February. But he came out and said that he's canceling all stops on his tour to be with his family and spend time with them. So this is after his wife just recently had a baby. So if you wanted to see Chance the Rapper in 2020, it is canceled.
My buddy always runs into him, Chance the Rapper, at the apartment building where they both live. They see each other on the elevator all the time.
Oh, really?
That'd be so cool to see Chance.
I would love to meet him.
And finally, trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, The Bachelor announced their complete list of contestants.
Any Chicagoans?
Yeah, okay, so there are five girls technically, so four are from Chicago, and then there's one girl who's from New Lenox, Jenna. She's a nursing student. She's actually one of the youngest contestants on the show, so she's 22. But yeah, everybody thought maybe Hannah Brown was going to be one of the contestants with Pilot Pete. There were some appearances on her Dancing with the Stars finale. That's not happening. The lineup is officially out, and she's not on there, but the drama is going to start this January, so get ready.
Hear that whip?
Yeah, I know. I'm ready. That's why I was.
Review.
I'm so excited.
Yep, Pilot
I couldn't
Pete.
Even speak
there
during
it
that.
Is, right there. Anybody listening who
God.
Set a trap for Santa? That's what we do. We leave the treats out. We sprinkle flour by the fireplace. We hang bells so he brushes against them. And we do what? Now, everything you just heard, all the Toy Story references and the Disney Plus, that's a variation of what Alex did. Alex, you laid a trap. You laid in wait, as they say, for Santa. What happened?
I did. I used to have like a ton of stuffed animals when I was a little kid.
Uh-huh.
And so I would line them all up surrounding right. the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Christmas morning, I would want them to, quote unquote, report to me whether or not they saw it.
Right. It's like you're holding a staff meeting.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody's going to get back to me on Tuesday. You're going to report back to me your findings, anything you might have seen. So, your Buzz Lightyears and your Woodies would have to then keep their eyes open all night and report back to you on the existence of the Jolly Fat
right.
Man.
Right.
Yeah, it was overtime for them, but they did it. They did a
good
job.
Well, okay. They don't have anything else to do. They're
yeah.
stuffed
so
animals.
Cute.
Yeah. You tried to catch Santa. You had a plan, a master plan, Jacqueline.
Yes, hello there.
Hi.
When my sister and I were little, we were probably like 7 and 9.
Right.
We decided to put a white sheet in front of the fireplace because if Santa was real, he was going to leave footprints
right.
on the white sheet when he came down the chimney.
Right.
So then my dad had to then put
no,
on
and
his...
No, your dad. Why would your dad do that?
He'd probably mean, just make sure in the morning it was there, which it was.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
your dad
just
to
like right. double check to make sure it's
yeah,
crystal clear what happened.
I would think. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
You laid a trap, a plan to try to catch the Jolly Fat Man.
We did. We had our Christmas tree downstairs. We had bright red shag carpeting.
Sweet luck.
And we had to rake it in front of the Christmas tree so we would see Santa's boot marks.
Ah, so you raked the shag carpeting one direction.
Wow.
Not
that
the
is.
Band, actually. One direction. That way when Santa comes tromping through, the shag's going the other way. You
very,
got him.
Very, very crafty.
Yeah.
Being the FBI.
It's like a CSI
that would
thing.
Even right. fool Santa. Yeah. He would never think about that.
No, he never thinks that stuff through.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage, and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives. 312-946-4794. We've been fortunate to get Santa on the line.
Still going.
Today. Yeah. All right. Did you get your flu shot this year?
I don't get sick.
Yeah. Every year you do.
Hey, muscle through it.
Hey, Santa, remember, this is a continuing bit every year. Santa with a wet hacking cough.
That's right.
Yeah.
But everybody should get a flu shot.
Do you use that emergency at all? You ever tried that?
I've tried that, but I've been popping that Ricola.
Ricola.
Make a nifty lozenge.
Yeah.
I think the guys on the commercial have a beard like you.
No, they do, and they're good looking men.
Yes,
and are. I've been popping those like candy in the Vicks Vapor
Rub. You're slipping into Harry.
No, there's no way I'm doing that.
When you do the good looking man, you start to slip into Harry. Get back to Santa. Yeah. Santa.
What did Santa do for you, young man?
So what we've done, Santa, is open the wet hacking cough hotline again. Right. Here's how it's going to work this year, okay?
Right.
It's going to be two levels again because that's what we've been doing lately, all right? So here's what we're going to start with a text in addition to this, okay?
What's that?
You can text right now 60123. Text 60123. The question you've always wanted to ask Santa. Like earlier, we played the clip from last year where the guy asked you what savory flavors have you had stuck in your beard. And I believe the answer was what?
Well, it's probably one of the underrated spices of the world. Paprika.
Paprika. Yeah. And then there was the question, and let's see if Melissa does remember, on what Mrs. Claus's maiden name was.
Is it Fitzpatrick?
That's right.
Exactly right. Yes, Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
All right,
very good.
So you can text in 60123, the question you've always wanted to ask Santa. And at this time tomorrow, Santa, we'll read some of those back and get your answers, okay?
Okay.
All right. Also, if you leave a message at 312-946-4794 on why you need Santa to call you back and leave your phone number, one of you is going to get a call back from Santa tomorrow.
Right. A special visit. A special visit via phone.
Right.
Santa.
So you got to leave your phone number and why you need Santa to call you back. Maybe you have issue with him on something that happened when you were 8.
Santa, are you okay?
What are you doing?
I'm sick over here in the North Pole.
Yeah, you're overdoing a pullback on the sickle.
Is there a big wind gust that went by?
Yeah, it sounded like you opened a window.
Right.
What happened there?
Are you in your slavery?
All right, 312-946-4794. Leave your phone number and your name and why you need Santa to call you back. Maybe taking issue with something that you got when you were just a little kid. Like, you know, what do you tend to hand out, Santa?
Dollies and wooden trucks.
Wooden trucks.
Really?
That's
trucks.
The best kind of wood
truck. A lot
trucks.
Of wooden truck demand
right.
this year.
Yep, there is.
All right.
What about some Apple devices?
Plenty of those over Romania.
Romania.
They tend to like the dollies.
Dollies and wooden trucks.
Okay.
All right. So maybe you had an issue with Santa as a kid. You'd like to get it all cleared up. Maybe you had a bad episode when your parents took you to sit on his knee. Maybe you are 8 and you'd like to clear something up with Santa now before the big day comes.
That would be nice. We can make amends here.
Right. You could say, listen, I know you're flying one week from today, and I'm 8, and I want to be clear that you've packed this, or whatever it might be.
That would help. That wouldn't be a bad thing.
All right, 312-946-4794. Leave your name and your phone number, and one person tomorrow gets a call back from Santa.
That's awesome.
Unbelievable.
Very nice.
All right, and then continue to text in questions you might have for Santa to 60123.
It's all about the kids this time of year.
All right. Thanks, Harry. Santa. Santa.
So long, everybody.
So long. There he is. Wow. He's a sweet, lovely man.
Yes.
Making sure everybody's happy one week from today.
He's the best.
All right. What are you hiding? Where are you hiding it? According to a new survey, the top 5 hiding places for presents are where? What's number 1? 312-233-1019. Brenda, look in the what?
Suitcase.
No.
That's not bad.
Never thought to do that.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually.
Pretty good.
Go look in the suitcases.
Never think of that.
Number 1 hiding place for presents, Joanne.
The trunk of the car.
Trunk of the car. No. Where could it be? You're going to hide presents. The number 1 place, Connie, is where?
Under the bed.
There it is, right there. It's your go-to. It's your go-to spot. Go look under the bed. You're going to find everything.
Right.
Everything you possibly need to know.
Yeah.
Melissa, if we were to go to your house right now and look under your bed, other than that personal item you keep under there that no one wants to see.
Oh, come on.
Would we find presents there?
I would say no.
No.
But the reason is because...
Yeah.
I have no space under there.
Really?
I have like a platform bed with a...
Oh, I was going to say, you got a lot of items under there, huh?
No.
It's busy nights there at your house.
No. It's like...
All the harnesses and...
Oh, wow.
Right.
What?
It's
getting weirder. You are...
All that stuff. Under the bed is number 1. In the closet is number 2. Jokes there, too. Number 3 in the garage. Number 4 in the attic or basement.
Yeah.
Usually scary.
That's why.
Too scary to go there.
You could keep them out in the open down there. No one wants to go.
Too scary. And number 5 in cabinets. Now, interestingly enough, they also, during this time when they were doing the survey, had some obscure hiding places that were told to them. among the obscure places were in the freezer.
Oh.
Okay.
In a waterproof bag placed in a hole in the garden. That's where Pat kept his smokes.
Oh, my God.
What? That is going to the extreme.
Yeah. Under the floorboards. That's usually where you keep money you're hiding from the IRS.
That's where the treasure is.
Someone rented a storage unit specifically for Christmas presents.
That does seem actually easy because you just have to get 1 month and then you're done.
That's smart.
Think so?
Yeah, drive.
Not bad
drive
if you don't have the space at your house.
Rent a storage unit especially for Christmas presents. And where? 312-233-1019. What unorthodox place have you spent time or had to hide your Christmas presents? Has anybody actually rented a storage unit?
I used to hide things in the ceiling tiles.
Ceiling tiles. That happened here when we remodeled the station.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know if you know the story, Violetta.
No.
When we remodeled the station, they remodeled the main bathrooms, not the bathroom we get to use. It's still from 1951.
Okay.
There's like 12 square feet they decided not to do anything with.
That's the one.
It's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard.
Yep.
But in the main bathroom, while they were doing it, they were removing the ceiling, and all sorts of Playboys fell out of the ceiling in the bathroom right down here.
What?
Yeah, it's from the guys from the oldie station.
That's a true story.
Yeah. So bunch of the creepy oldie station guys went in there with their...
They're
creepy oldies like Playboys from 1964.
Right? Really weird. They know they can get that on their phone?
Well, at the time that they were hiding them, I'm guessing they probably did.
We don't know when they hid them. They may have been there up there for 30 years.
It's like your grandfather working there. Your grandfather really, he wants old school. He wants in the magazine, leafing through the magazine.
Right. Wants all the women to look like the members of Poison in the 80s, you know, the big hair.
Yeah. Oh, big hair? Is okay. Oh, God, what are we talking about?
All right.
Oh, my God.
You said 1987, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right.
So they want him to look like a bunch of dudes in a rock band? All right, whatever. That works for me. 312.
Big hair.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I heard my dad say, your mother is beautiful, but if I could get somebody to look like Ricky Rocket from Poison.
He's hot.
All right, whatever.
Okay.
Sun has shifted in my eyes.
The sun's in your eyes now. Sorry. 312-233-1019. Right now, let's just get right to it. Where are you hiding them, Colleen?
I always get most of my presents shipped from Amazon, and we go out of town for Christmas.
Right.
So I'll, like, rewrap the gifts, and then I just put them back in the Amazon boxes and tape them shut again.
Yeah, no one thinks to even look in there. Doesn't it have that excitement level?
Yeah.
Hiding your gifts where, Nick?
We'd always take them to the neighbor's house until Christmas Eve.
They're lovely people to take in your gifts and store them in their house.
Maybe they have extra room?
Yeah.
Yeah, like in their garage and things like that. Yeah, the kids can't see it. You know, nobody can see something.
It's perfect.
Right.
Yeah. Their kids think they're getting really good stuff. Man, look at all we're getting. This place is packed. 12 Dates of Christmas, a new HBO Max show. Holiday-themed reality dating show set in a castle so that you can find love by the holidays. Debuts in the fall of 2020.
Okay.
All right, if you were to be interviewing for that show and they say, okay, finish this phrase, all you want for Christmas is a man who what? What answer can you give them that would cause them to go, you're on the show. You're on. Melissa, all you want for Christmas is a man who?
I had so many, and don't laugh at me, but I really want a guy who's playful and like will spank you, like slap you on the butt. like as in a playful way. Like, you know, you're doing something in the kitchen. He comes up and he's like, hey, baby. You know, and he elves.
You know, I actually get what you're saying.
Thank you on the butt.
Violetta, all you want for Christmas is a man who?
Who always wants to cuddle.
See, you guys don't get on the show.
No.
Laura has a chance. Laura, all you want for Christmas is a man who? Hi, Laura.
Who lets me eat all of the skin from the rotisserie chicken.
Who lets me eat all the skin off the rotisserie chicken.
Incredibly specific.
You can have my skin. Yeah. That's a true love man
right
there.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good one, Laura. Hold on. All I want for Chris is a man who lets me eat all the rotisserie chicken skin.
That is good.
She's one of our three finalists. All I want for Christmas, Sandra, finalist number two.
Is a man who plays the ukulele.
A man who plays the ukulele. Is it too much to ask? And finally, contestant number three. Jessica, all you want for Christmas is a man who?
All I want for Christmas is a man who can poop in less than 5 minutes.
Who what?
Who can poop in less than 5 minutes.
Who can poop in less than 5 minutes.
That's going to be slim pickings.
No such man exists.
Yeah.
It takes a long time. I didn't even know that.
See, these are better than playful or loving. Who's it going to be? Allows me to eat all the skin off the rotisserie chicken, plays the ukulele, or can successfully poop in less than 5 minutes. Whip, you get to pick today's winner.
Oh, great. Well, I'm going with the man who can poop in less than 5 minutes.
There it is right there. The sign of a man that you love. Hey, Jessica.
Hey.
The search continues, huh?
Oh, my gosh. I wish.
It
would be a miracle.
Yeah. Find a man that can poop in less than 5 minutes. Hold on to him.
Okay. We've cleaned up the house, now the garage, and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But, honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.